Community members from Rama First Nation and the surrounding area are celebrating National Indigenous Peoples Day on Tuesday. Celebrations kicked off this morning at the John Snake Memorial Grounds, where a sunrise ceremony was held at 5:30 a.m. after a community breakfast and canoe races. A parade ensued from the band office to the memorial grounds. Rama First Nation Chief Ted Williams says the day is about unity among Indigenous people. "There is pride in being Indigenous and First Nation here in Rama," he said. "It's a day where we can share who we are as a culture and who we are as a people with not just our own community but surrounding communities as well." During the sunrise ceremony, Williams noticed 6 Indigenous children were in attendance. "It was a reminder for me that as a child we were told to be someone else," he said. "This morning was an opportunity to let them be who they are supposed to be as Indigenous children, which was really great." During the pandemic, restrictions meant there was limited engagement from the community for National Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations. "I saw more people on our little parade route than I have ever seen," he said of today's event. "It's heartwarming. It tells me that people are proud to celebrate who they are proud of their community, and also because of COVID, they are happy to be out." Lila McLaren, a 9-year-old Rama girl, says today is a celebration of community. "It's a day where everyone from Rama gets together," she said. "Before COVID hit, this used to be huge. There were almost 1,000 people." McLaren is looking forward to spending the day with her friends and says it's an added bonus that she has the day off from school. Her favorite part of the parade is when firefighters and police officers give out candy. Angela Schilling says her favorite part of National Indigenous Peoples Day is the parade. "Seeing the smiles, the yells, and the clapping from the children is the best part," she said. Schilling says the day honors a long tradition of Indigenous heritage. "We've been through so much," she said. "I'm honored to be here today." Schilling says her grandfather, who fought in the First World War, was on her mind today. "I'll be thinking of my grandparents today and my dad," she said. "This is a time to spend with family and enjoy our traditions." National Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations conclude tonight at dusk with a fireworks show in Victoria Park.